He was 12 meters of flexible muscle, with a razor-sharp tail at one end and a collection of arm-length fangs at the other. His eyes, big yellow globes, were set on stalks more than a meter out from his head. His mouth was so wide, that open, a man could comfortably stand in it. Make an impressive photo for his heirs. They couldn't just turn off the presser field and wait for the thing to swim away, so the recreation committee organized a hunting party. I wasn't too enthusiastic about offering myself up as an hors d'oeuvre to a giant fish, but Mary Gay had spearfished a lot as a kid growing up in Florida and was really excited by the prospect. I went along with the gag when I found out how they were doing it. Seemed safe enough. These sharks supposedly never attack people in boats. Two people who had more faith in fishermen's stories than I had gone out to the edge of the pressor field in a rowboat, armed only with a side of beef. They kicked the meat overboard, and the shark was there in a flash. This was the cue for us to step in and have our fun. There were 23 of us fools waiting on the beach with flippers, masks, breathers, and one spear each. The spears were pretty formidable, though, jet-propelled and with high-explosive heads. We splashed in and swam in phalanx, underwater, toward the feeding creature. When it saw us, at first it didn't attack. It tried to hide its meal, presumably so that some of us wouldn't be able to sneak around and munch on it while the shark was dealing with the others. But every time he tried for the deep water, he'd bump into the presser field. He was obviously getting pissed off. Finally, he just let go of the beef, whipped around, and charged. Great sport. He was the size of your finger one second, way down there at the other end of the field, then suddenly as big as the guy next to you, and closing fast. Maybe 10 of the spears hit him. Mine didn't, and they tore him to shreds. But even after an expert or lucky brain shot that took off the top of his head and one eye, even with half his flesh and entrails scattered in a bloody path behind him, he slammed into our line and clamped his jaws around a woman, grinding off both of her legs before it occurred to him to die. We carried her, barely alive, back to the beach, where an ambulance was waiting. They poured her full of blood surrogate and no shock and rushed her to the hospital, where she survived to eventually go through the agony of growing new legs. I decided that I would leave the hunting of fish to other fish.